Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome everyone once again to another live episode of the RF Sports Radio Show. If you guys don't know, I'm your host, RF, and we come to you live every Tuesday night, Thursday night at Blog Talk Radio. If you guys are listening to us live, you're more than welcome to call in at any time and voice your opinions. Our call-in number is 323-927-2906. That's 323-927-2906. I want to definitely give a special shout-out to everyone listening to us on Twitter. If you're not, you can find us on Twitter at RF Sports Radio. You can follow us there. If you are online, you can always stay in contact with the show at blogtalkradio.com/RFSports or on our website at rfsportsradio.blogspot.com. Well, that's a whole lot to say. But without further ado, let's definitely get the show started. We got lots to talk about. Got to talk about the Rangers. We got to talk about the Cowboys. We got to talk about the NFL. And if you guys don't know, on Thursday, we do our world-famous pick show. So we'll be giving y'all our picks for Week 8 of the NFL. So without further ado, let's get the show started. Let me bring on my co-host real quick. Royce,
hello,
you're on.
How
with
you
us,
doing?
Man. I'm doing
hey,
good,
how
man.
You
how
doing,
you doing?
Doing just fine. Sitting there watching the game, and it don't look too good for the Rangers, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's just two games. It's still a long way to go.
Right.
They
still got to
come
in and play.
That's
why
right.
They call it a series. Yeah, we're going to get into a lot of Rangers talk, too. Now, of course, we want to let everyone know we have a huge show announcement. I think we should go ahead and announce it right now, Royce. But we will be doing a TwitCast. It's going to be a live broadcast or TwitCast on our Twitter account at RF Sports Radio for the Dallas Mavericks. We did do something with the Mavericks today. We're going to be coming to you live from inside the Mavericks, from the press conferences, from the locker room, from the press room, and a lot of select home games. So if you guys are not following us on Twitter, you need to do so right now because tomorrow night we go live. Royce, what do you think about that? You think it's going to be something that the fans really need to tune into?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, live from the Mavericks game, I mean from the press room and the interviews with the players, can ask for no better. So you got a first-hand account of the Mavericks. So we hope you tune in to the show. It's going to be a very good show, and maybe we'll come back Tuesday night with maybe a surprise guest host. So we'll see.
That's right. That's right. And
work.
You guys, if you're not following, again, you can follow us on Twitter for our Mavs TwitCast, which starts tomorrow night when they take on the Memphis Grizzlies right here in the American Airlines Center. And you can follow us at RF Sports Radio on Twitter. And you guys can follow the show. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, listen to us right now, just click on that Twitter button, and it'll take you right there so you can follow us. But that starts tomorrow night. It's going to be a great partnership with the Dallas Mavericks. We're glad they're on board with the show. So we got a lot of neat stuff coming with the Mavs and with the NBA coming down the pipeline, so you guys be ready for that. And if you guys have questions, if you're watching the game and have questions, you can tweet me or send me a message right live and I answer you back. If you want to know a certain question, ask Dirk a question or ask Jason Terry a question or Coach Carlisle a question, you guys can send me a Twitter direct message and I can ask you guys whatever question you want to know. We're going to make this really, really interactive for all our fans out there. So it's going to be a great, great thing. We're glad the Mavs are on board. We want to welcome them. We're going to do a lot more coverage of the Dallas Mavs. It's going to be really, really great, really awesome. But without further ado, Russ, we got to talk about a few sports things. Of course, you know it's our world-famous pick show, first of all. So we got to do that towards the end of the show. And today's show, we do have a sponsor for today's show. Today's show has been sponsored by an artist out of Dallas, Texas, by the name of Rifleman, and his brand new album is called "Smoke in the City." If you guys go to blogtalkradio.com/RFSports, you see an ad that Amazon's running for the album. You guys can click there and download the album or listen to it if you want to as well. But definitely check that out. It's a really nice album. I do like it. I must say there is some explicit lyrics on there, so if y'all are listening to under 18. Do get parental permission before you download the album or listen to it. But if you guys go to blogtalkradio.com/RFSports, you're listening live, there's an ad right there for the album right there, too. So I want to welcome them on board for the sponsorship for the show tonight. So And if you guys are listening, if you have a product or event, you're more than welcome to contact us at rsportsradio@gmail.com. Well, Royce, we first got to talk about these Rangers, man. We thought the Rangers were really going to do something. We were looking for a win out of Cliff Lee. We were actually talking about that Tuesday on Tuesday night show. We gave our picks. We both said they got to do it in six. But, man, you watched the game pretty intensely on Wednesday. What did you see?
Well, Rodney, I tell you what, it was amazing. Number one, it was an amazing game. I've never seen a World Series game with so many hits and so many runs. But at the same time, I finally realized Wednesday night that it's a difference between the National League and the American League. You know, for years, the National League is always dominant. You know, the players have always been a little bit superior. But the Rangers, I think they still have a chance. They did make a run. They made a comeback. They did. It just ran out of time. And the score wasn't as bad as I thought it was. But I think the difference in this series is pitching. The Giants, I mean, they're loaded with pitching. You know, I always thought that was going to be a little problem for the Rangers. Because, you know, Cliff Lee is our man. And if they can hit Cliff Lee, we're in trouble. I mean, the rest of the bullpen is really in trouble. But
and I was,
we still had to come home, and I still think, like I said, the atmosphere, the home crowd, I think has an advantage, you know. And so they really had a hands full, you know what I mean? It's going to be a whole, it's going to be something different. But even if they don't win, if they get swept or whatever the outcome is, the San Francisco win, I still think it's a great season for the Rangers. Like I said, for the first time in the history that you know that I can remember, that they are in the World Series. Well, the first time ever they've been in the World Series. So to me, it's a winning, still a winning season. Somebody's going to lose and somebody's going to win. But I think pitching is a big difference. Really
you know, one thing I was really shocked about, and you hit the nail on the head, was the pitching. And by the way, we are live on the air while the game is going on. Game two, it is the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Giants are up 2-0. We'll be giving you guys updates on that. They just brought Holland in the pitch. They got one on with two outs. The Giants have one on with two outs. So we'll give you guys updated and pinned on that. As you guys know, the Rangers are a late rally team, and they can easily make up two runs with the swing of a bat. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But one thing I saw from the game, Royce, was that, I mean, I finally learned right now that Cliff Lee is human. I mean, this guy's been a superhero for so long. He's got the best record right now. He's undefeated in the postseason. He was 7-0, and they really knocked him around. I mean, they scored seven runs on Cliff Lee. You know, I've never seen that. At least from what I've been watching of Cliff Lee as a Ranger, as a Philly, he's as a Seattle Mariner. Right. I've never seen that, and I think that's the biggest thing. I didn't think the Giants could score runs like that, and they really put on an offensive show. I mean, they were able to outscore the Rangers. I thought that was a huge deal right there.
Well, you know, the Phillies had a dynamic pitching staff, you know, and they won that series, you know, and I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I probably should have, you know, because if they can do that to the Phillies, you know, I should have known they could have done the same thing to us, you know. But I want to change my prediction. I think we both do. We were wrong about the sixth game. No, no, it could change around next time, you know. But, I mean, the bats aren't flying like they were yesterday, tonight. You know, not many runs scored as it was last night. But I think, like I said, I think pitching has a difference. The National League and American League are two different, you know, it's two different things. It's like the NFL and AFL. I'm still behind them 100%. I still, you know, you still have a chance. Who knows? They can sweep for the next four. You know, so it's still early. Too early to tell.
Yeah. But my thing is, you know, I saw a few good things from that game. What I did see was a late game rally. We were able to actually hit their bullpen, which I thought was key.
Oh yeah.
Especially in the series, and we were able to hit their closer too. This guy's been lights out as well, too, but we were able to kind of knock him around a little bit in the ninth inning. So I did like to see that. I thought Washington did okay. I mean, he left Cliff out there, but what else are you going to do? I mean, that's Cliff Lee. But right now, C.J. Wilson is pitching a great game. Although they dive only scored two runs, but he's keeping them in the game. He's keeping the game close, and hopefully they can pull this thing out. I think I am going to stay with my prediction of six games, though, because I think anything can happen. And when a team gets hot, they just get hot, especially in baseball. So I'm going with that, man. I'm staying with the six games. Just looking at I don't think they're going to sweep them at all. Look at some of the top performers from that game. The Giants, Sanchez was on fire. He goes 4 for 5, 3 RBIs, 2 runs. Huff was on fire, 3 for 4, an RBI and 1 run. And Uribe with that home run, I mean, he has 3 RBIs and had that one hit that home run. And that really broke the game open for all of them.
Yeah, that changed the whole game. You're right.
That changed
the
whole game right there. So, and I was really surprised by the Giants team. I ain't going to lie. I didn't think they could hit like that. And I think that's the biggest thing that shocked me. I knew the pitching was going to be tough, but I thought it would be a close game, a low-scoring game. And, I mean, these guys are doing something. Right now, the Rangers are in big trouble right now. Hollins just walked Cody Ross, and the bases are loaded in the bottom of the eighth with 2 outs. So the Rangers are in a little bit of trouble right now. They just need to come home, get a little home cooking, and I think these guys will be ready to go.
Yeah. And then, being on that stage, you know, because the atmosphere surrounding the game is a big stage. You know, and I'm pretty sure it's a little shocking. You know, I know they played in big games, but this is the big one. You know, it don't get any bigger than this. You know.
Right.
So, you know, tonight I think they calmed down a little bit more. I think the first night was kind of overwhelming, you know, for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they calmed down a little bit tonight. Score's not outrageous like it was the first night. And I think for them to come home, they'll be more comfortable. And like I say, the crowd behind them, you know, because that crowd in San Francisco is nuts. I mean, they're going wild, you know. So maybe we could return the same thing when they come here and get behind the Rangers and, you know, lift them up to get a win. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. If you guys want to come in on the Rangers, if you listen to us live on Twitter, on Blog Talk Radio, the number is 323-927-2906. You guys are welcome to jump in at any time. Now, Royce, one thing I want to ask you about, and I didn't think about this till about maybe 2 o'clock in the morning after game one last night, but let me just play devil's advocate, if I could, for just a second here. I mean, Cliff Lee's never been really hit like that, you know, especially in the postseason, right? And I remember watching the game, the start of the game last night. Benjamin Molina gets a standing ovation when he gets introduced in the game. We talked about how this guy's going to basically get a ring either way. Now, Benji has played with his team before, so they do know how his mannerisms go, especially when he's catching. I mean, all these guys have seen him catch before. Let me just play devil's advocate. Let me throw a little conspiracy theory out there for everyone. I mean, do you think that any way possible, you know, Benji, his mannerisms, or maybe the way he was calling the game? I mean, because they hit Cliff Lee around big time. Do you think they had anything to do with Benji being, you know, catching for Cliff?
No, not what I saw because. You know, even with the help from Dana, he still got to throw the pitches. I mean, they still got to come. They just got hot. They got on a rally last night. I don't think it was anything to that. I think he's a true Ranger fan, you know, but it is something to think about. And, you know, there have been a lot of, you know, there have been stories going around. It has happened before, you know, like A-Rod did it in New York, remember? He was accused of doing that too, giving the other team signals and stuff. But I don't think so. I think they just got outplayed. I really do. I think this.
And the Rangers and Holland has just walked somebody. So now it's 3-0. And that was a strike. He actually threw a strike, far as I'm concerned. They gave him a ball. He just walked someone, and now it's 3-0 right now. These Rangers can't get out the eighth inning. So we got to get something going real quick.
Last night, I could question, you know what I mean, questionable to me, you know, but I'm going to let that go. I'm not going to blame anybody that if San Francisco win, it's because they beat us, you know what I mean? I'm not going to look at anything else. We just got to play.
No, we can't look at it any other way. We can't look at it any other way.
Right. I think they just got outplayed, you know. But I don't think today will get swept. I think we'll bounce back when we come back to Texas. So we'll see.
Now, me and you have been. I know you and I both have lived in Dallas all our lives, and I swear
right.
I've seen something I've never seen before. And if you guys are from the Dallas area, then you already know what I'm getting ready to say. But on Wednesday, yesterday, you couldn't go anywhere in Dallas-Fort Worth without seeing a Claw T-shirt, without seeing blue and red, without seeing Rangers hats, without seeing the whole city just jump on the bandwagon of the Rangers. A lot has got to do with what the Cowboys are doing right now. But
right.
this city
oh, yeah.
is about to explode with Rangers talk. And I think a lot of people I saw today were like, oh, we thought they were going to sweep. We're surprised
right,
that,
right.
you know, they lost the game, especially with Cliff Lee
right,
pitching. But
right,
all you fans
right.
out there, if you're going to be fans, stay on the bandwagon
right.
because they're coming home. And this is baseball. Baseball is a series. It's like basketball.
Right,
it's not like
right, right.
the playoffs for the NFL. This is a series. I mean, they got to win the best out of seven
right.
games. So y'all stay on the bandwagon. Please, stay on the bandwagon. Stay Ranger fans
you know,
out there.
You know, and a couple of years ago, we went through that with the Mavericks. You know, they were up two games and lost four in a row. I think that broke a lot of hearts. And like I say, with the Cowboys doing what they're doing, and it is Ranger fever. Like I say, every other corner you see somebody selling T-shirts, selling something. And, you know, it's good. Like I say, it's well overdue. You know, these Ranger fans are loyal fans that's been, you know, every year. This is our year. This went on for longer than I can remember. And finally they made it to the top. And you can't help but rally behind them. You know, like I said, win or lose, it's still a successful season to me, you know, just for them to go. And to beat the Yankees, that was, you know, at Tampa Bay, those are two good teams, you know,
yeah,
to make it as far as they did. Yeah, right. So you have to give them credit for making it to the big stage, you know, like I said, and maybe next year, you know, the expectations are set out now. So maybe if they don't kick the door, you know, they don't get through the door, maybe next year they can just kick it open. So we'll see.
And I would love to hear from some Giants fans out there. I know we got a lot of Giants fans on our Twitter feed. I'd love to hear from you guys. I want to hear your take on what the city's doing in San Francisco. Because when I saw on the news last night, these guys are amped up. They were jumping in
right.
the they were jumping on the reporters, behind the reporters, yelling while they were broadcasting. I mean, they were really, really on fire last night. I like that, though. I really do. I really like what they were doing last night. So, but, man, we're going to keep you guys posted, man. It's still bottom of the eighth. We just switched pitches right now. We got low-end pitching, Kung Fu Panda at the plate. So we're going to see what happens. We're going to keep you guys definitely posted on that. We want to remind everyone, if you listen to us on a podcast on iTunes right now, you guys can stay in contact with the show at rsportsradio.blogspot.com. You can also get World Series tickets on that site as well, too. So if you need tickets, you can definitely go there and pick them up. And, of course, if you listen to us live, you're more than welcome to call in 323-927-2906. Royce, we got to talk a little bit about the NBA real quick while we're watching the game.
Okay.
Because the season did start on Tuesday. We talked on Tuesday about how the Heat kind of came out and lost their first game against the Celtics, a team that I picked to win the East. And the Celtics just look like a real, real better team, been playing together longer. But the Heat bounced back. I mean, they get in the game yesterday. They beat the 76ers yesterday.
Right.
And LeBron went for 30 in game one. Well, Dwayne Wade goes for 30
right.
last night.
Right.
So this team is, I guess everyone's gonna have their time to hit 30. I guess.
Oh yeah, you know.
Go.
And believe it or not, what's ironic was Cleveland beat Boston.
Right.
The next day, you know, without LeBron. So it's just like I say, you know, basketball is a long, 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 long season. You know, like I said, no. And what's funny is Dwayne Wade said, "Well, you know, I hope y'all didn't expect us to win all games, so they are gonna lose
right.
some, and
right.
it's early, you know." So
a couple
see.
Other teams that started out the season really good. The Knicks get that first win, They beat the Raptors 98-93. Stoudemire has a double-double. I mean, the guy's a beast. We already know that. Stoudemire looks healthy. He looks like he's ready to work. And you mentioned the Cavaliers and the Celtics game. The Cavaliers win. And I don't know if you guys saw any of the highlights of this game, but, man, they look like they won the championship. The owner was jumping up and down.
Right.
The crowd was jumping up and down.
Right.
I mean, I know it's huge to win a game without LeBron, but trust me, guys, you got 81 more games to go. Okay?
Yeah, and plus
so
they beat Boston.
Right. I understand that, but you got 81 more games to go. So try to hang in there, okay? Don't give it all up too fast. You got 81 games to go. But they thought they won a championship last night. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Russ?
Yeah, no, I didn't think they were. Number one, I didn't think they thought they were going to win without LeBron. And I think that was why it was so huge, you know, to show that this, they, you know, we still have a team here, you know, even though LeBron James win. But I really look for the same Cavalier team. I don't think they, you know, I don't think that. They'll probably make the playoffs, but I don't see them going any further. You know, I really don't. But
I think if they make the playoffs, that'll be good. If they make the playoffs, that'll be huge for me.
But what I got to speak about with this Blake with the L.A. Clippers.
Oh, yeah, I want to get into that next.
I mean, he put on an expedition. You know, we didn't get to see him play any last year. But, man, this guy has a vertical jump. I mean, he can play. All the thing I'm worried about with his athleticism and some of the stuff I saw, I hope he doesn't get hurt again. You know,
because
the guy plays above the rim. I mean, he's gonna be somebody to watch. You know,
remember on Tuesday's show, we talked about who we thought was gonna be rookie of the year. Was it gonna be John Wall? Was it gonna be Blake Griffin? And I'm sorry, Blake plays above
the
rim.
Rim.
I didn't realize
he was
such. I haven't seen him play basketball for a year. I remember at Oklahoma how dominant he was and how he dunked on everybody and controlled the paint. But now I see him in the NBA, and he played against a tall team. Portland is a tall team.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not a short team. So he was out
there
dunking, grabbing rebounds, catching alley-oops, dunking the ball off of rebounds. I think I even saw Baron Davis throw him alley-oop from the other side of the court
last night.
So, I mean
–
Blake Griffin is the truth, y'all. And if you haven't seen it, I'm telling you right now, go to YouTube, look up Blake Griffin. I mean,
this
guy's going to be on SportsCenter all – yeah, mine too.
Right.
He's going to be on SportsCenter all season. I guarantee you. He'll be on SportsCenter all season. So we definitely want to give it up to him, man. As a matter of fact, the Clippers, they ended up losing that game to the Trailblazers. Trailblazers are starting out really good. They're 2-0. But Griffin signed. I mean, he did his thing. I give it up to him. Now, one game that did come on last night, too, and I don't know if anybody watched this game, but this game here, Royce, they had 260 points scored in this game. But the Warriors, they're coming with their first win. The Rockets haven't won a game yet. They're 0-2. They beat the Rockets 132-128. And Monte Ellis, I mean, this guy here, you know what he did to the Mavs in the playoffs.
This
guy,
he goes
for 46 points in
this
season opener. I mean,
you think
he can keep that up?
Yeah, I think he can, but on that game, neither one of those teams played defense. I saw some highlights of it, and there was no defense played in that game. I mean, it was just an offensive game, and I think whoever got to the highest number by anything won the game. But that's a lot of points to be scored. I mean, you don't see that often. In the NBA,
But even Scola for the Houston Rockets had 36-16.
Nobody played defense that much.
I agree with you on that.
Right, kind of like an All-Star game, you know.
that's what it reminded me of,
NBA All-Star game. They were out there having fun and everybody was hitting. But I didn't see anybody play defense. You know, that was a bad thing about that. Nobody played defense. So whoever got the 125 will win. I think that's what it looked like to me. But it was a good game.
The Giants are piling on right now. Renteria gets a hit, scores two. It's 9-6-0. 6-0, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, in the bottom of the eighth. I mean, this team here is just is hitting our pitching, man. I don't know what's going on with that. He is going right up the gap, right past Michael Young, and now we're at 6-0. So we'll keep you guys posted on that.
Well, it just shows the dominance of the National League. You know, I know for years they used to be so much dominant over the National League till the Yankees got smart and bought them championships, you know what I mean? But it's always been the case as long as I can remember baseball that the National League was always dominant. It just shows how much dominance they do have over there, American League.
And Watch is in here switching pitches right now. Go ahead, Royce.
Okay. But you know, that was on for years. It was the same way with the NFL. You know, for years the National League was always dominant over there, American League. And I think it just shows the difference in the league, you know what I mean? You can go and you can dominate the American League, but that don't mean you can dominate both.
That's right.
And vice versa.
That's right.
Okay, so
that's right.
Right.
And just to round out some of the other NBA games from last night, real quick, the Hawks beat the Grizzlies 119-104. The Grizzlies will be in Dallas tomorrow night. We talked about that. The Mavericks, when we'll talk about them real quick, they get their first win of the season 101-86. And since we're going to be covering the Mavs, let's spend just a few minutes talk about them real quick. Now, the Mavs, they looked actually pretty good. Now, Dirk, of course, is scoring all the points. He had 28 points, 13 rebounds. But Jason Kidd had 18 assists.
Jason Kidd went off,
had 18 assists. So we definitely want to talk to Kidd tomorrow night. But, man, I tell you, the Bobcats are a team that did go to the playoffs last year. They got some really athletic players, and always the teams that gave the Mavs the most trouble last year were the athletic teams because they were running up the floor. They were down low in the paint, beating up on Dan Pierre. Tyson Chandler looked good. He was a force on defense. I mean, this team looks really good, Royce. I think they're going to be better than what we thought they were.
Yeah, me too. Only thing I don't like and I saw last night was they still doing the switching. I mean, the mix-match. They get caught in mix-match, you know, all the time. I don't like that about the Mavericks. I know it does happen at times. I like to see them play a little bit more man-to-man or zone. But when and they still having a little trouble defending the pick and roll. That's the only weakness I see in this team. Other than that, I mean, they got the players in place. They got some players, some role players in this league, you know, with this team. And like that, I look from the jail. They are automatically a 50-win team, you know. Anyway, just can they make it to the next level? You know, for the last couple of years they've been knocked out in the first round.
But
they got some horses. They got some horses, quarter horses that can run. So we'll see. We got a lot of youth on this team. You know, a lot of fresh. You know, a pretty good bench. So. Mm-hmm. It's how he utilizes bench, and like I said, and hopefully they can get out this first round.
Yeah.
You know, but they are an automatic 50-win team. The West is so loaded. I see 8 or 9 teams that are real good in the West. You know, so it's going to be a tight race to win that Western bench. And, you know, it's anybody's for the picking right now. I know the Lakers on it, but after the Lakers, it's anybody's picking. Yeah.
Well, you know what, and then you bring up a real good point, too. We'll have a lot more Mavs stuff for you guys in the further shows. Don't forget to tune in, and I want to pump this again. Starting tomorrow night, we will be doing a live twit cast from the Maverick games. Starting live tonight, we'll be taking you guys right inside, right in the press room with us. We'll be sending out tweet messages during the press conference. You guys can send us direct messages and ask questions, and I promise you I will ask your questions. We'll be doing Twitter during the game. We'll be sending pictures from the game. We'll be also in the locker room with the players. We have a lot more stuff on the Mavs. We're going to definitely cover the Mavs a lot this particular season. We want to welcome them on board and welcome them to the RS Sports Radio show. Two other teams in the West, Royce, we got to talk about, because these two teams here could be the teams that you're talking about, the ones that can rival the Lakers this year. One is the Spurs, and the Spurs came out and put up 122 points on the young Pacers team. I know the Pacers are not right where they need to be
right
there.
Right,
but one person
right.
I want to talk about in this game, and we thought this guy was on his last leg. Maybe he was really wearing down. Tim Duncan comes out, 23 points, 12 rebounds. Goes for a double-double. I mean, this guy here is one of the, they call him the big fundamental. I mean, he is one of those guys that is a playing Hall of Famer. I mean, I know it's early in the season, but you gotta like what Tim Duncan did his first game, right?
Oh yeah, I think I don't know how his health was last part of the season. You know how it came, but they did beat the Mavericks. But the only thing about this team, it's an old team, and you know, as the season wore down and wore on, you know, can they prevent injuries? How long can they go? And like I said, they got off to a good start. You know, they've always been a good team, but I think the age is finally catching up with the Spurs, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, they came out, but Tim Duncan came out, and Tim is one of those guys, he'll come out and do this at the early part of the season, slow it down to the mid part, doing the grinding part of the season, and pick it right back up in time for the playoffs. So that's how that whole team is. They're a veteran team. They know what they're doing. And they're going to be there, regardless of whether you like it or not. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be a force in the playoffs, too. So they're definitely going to be there. Now, one game I really like watching the highlights of, and that was another team I want to talk about from the West, and that's the Chicago Bulls and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Grant
does exactly what he's been doing for the last year in the FIBA championships. He goes for 30. Now, not to be outdone, Rose had 28, Noah had 19 rebounds. The Bulls are still going to be a really good team. But this Thunder team, I mean, they're taking their two players. I mean, Durant goes for 30.
We talked
about Durant being MVP this year.
Right. To me, they're the number two team in the West behind the Lakers. Those guys are so athletic, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, they remind me of guys on the court, you know, that you play with on the playground, you know what I mean? But Durant, that is so effortless, you know what I mean? He scores at will. He scores from anywhere on the court, you know. And, I mean, they got a lot of good players on that team. I look for them to be to me, they're the number two team in the West. I think they're going to make a statement this year.
Now, we want to pause for a quick second on the baseball talk because the Rangers are have not gotten the eighth inning. It's 9-0 now. It's becoming laughable right now. They still can't get out this eighth inning. And they scored all these runs. Now, when we went on the air, it was bottom of the eighth. It was two outs, and it was still 2-0. And we're still bottom of the eighth, two outs. They didn't put in three pitches. Here comes the fourth pitcher. Tommy Hunter's warming up in the bullpen. And it's 9-0, y'all. So, I mean, hey. I guess we're gonna have to come back to Arlington and try to put up some big wins. The only thing I can think of, but they're gonna go down 2-0 in this series, man. And I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I'm really shocked right now.
Well, if they come back and win 4 in a row, it'd be an exciting series. If they lose 4 in a row, it'd be kind of sad. But like I said, I still think it's a successful season, but you know, I'm gonna give it to them.
Well, it ain't over yet. Don't say that yet, because it ain't over yet.
Not over till it's over. Yeah.
So don't say that yet, because it ain't over yet.
You know, we've seen stranger things happen in sports. You know, and like the Mavericks were up 3-1, and we thought it was over with, and they lost 4 in a row. We'll see.
We want to remind everyone, if you guys are listening to us live at blogtalkradio.com/RFSports, if you're listening to us on Facebook, you're more than welcome to call in and comment on the show if you're listening live. If you listen to us on a podcast or download on some of our other stations that are carrying the show, you're more than welcome to follow the show at rfsportsradio.blogspot.com or go to Blog Talk Radio and look us up there, too. We have a chat room open. Our Twitter account is blowing up right now. I want to send a special shout-out to a couple of people on Facebook that sent messages over to us today. Burrell Anderson, I want to say shout-out to him. He sent me a message today. Say he's definitely listening to the show. I got several messages from people listening to the show. Tori's listening to the show. I know she's listening. She sent me a message. She's a loyal listener, and she loves the show as well. But I want to bring on one of our definite contributors to the show real quick, because I want to get his comment on what he saw in the NBA since they started on Tuesday, because I know he's a huge NBA fan. So, Rick, I want to bring Rick on the show. And Rick tonight is being sponsored by Family Vibe Sounds. If you guys are looking for beats, production, commercials, anything and everything music, you guys need to email familyvibesounds at gmail.com and get in touch with them. But they're going to be providing some music for the show and everything as well, too. So, Rick, I want to welcome you on the program, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, Rick, how you doing,
man?
I'm good, man.
I'm good.
I'm let down by my Rangers, but I ain't gave up on them.
Well, I mean, you know, they kind of out there getting rocked right now.
Right.
You know, I don't know
what's
going on. They just kind of laying down. But, you know, the way I see it, it's still a good season for the Rangers.
Right.
You know, Nolan Ryan is probably going to get a lot of credit for putting the team together, him and Josh Daniels.
Right.
And old Wash is probably going to get the blast for the letdown. You know,
sure,
so
they're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah, kind of feel bad
for him,
but
they play with the big boys now.
Yeah, they're real now.
Right,
and
it
makes them part of that big boy fraternity, too. So, you know, people got to look out for the Rangers because they're still young. So, you know, they got plenty of time to do the things they need to do.
Let me ask you real quick,
Rick, before we get into these world-famous picks. I know that's the main focus of our Thursday show. So let me ask you real quick. You watch a little bit of NBA. We talked about Kevin Durant tonight at 30. Derrick Rose going for 28. Monte Ellis for 46. Scola went for 36. The Mavs won. The Cavaliers beat the Celtics. Dwayne Wade goes for 30. I mean, we got so many stories going on. Blake Griffin is a beast. I think we all think about that. What did you see in the last 2 days in the NBA that caught your attention?
Well, I mean, I saw things that didn't surprise me. You know, with Boston coming out and beating Miami, that wasn't really a surprise.
But, you know,
I still expect, you know, for Miami to gel and win over 50 games easy.
Right.
And probably still come out the East, no doubt about it. But Blake Griffin was pretty the big surprise for me. You know, not that I didn't think he couldn't do it, but it was actually good to see that boy come in there and just kind of manhandle boys out there. You know, that was real fun to watch. Kevin Durant coming out hitting 30, I expected that. I know he's going to do it. He's going to win the MVP this year. You know, Derrick Rose is nice.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, I mean, it's been some real fun NBA. I got a kick out of the Mavericks game, you know, sitting there watching them play.
Right.
I don't know where Jason Terry got all the defense from like that, but the boy was getting steals like crazy, you know. And Tim Duncan, man, he's always penciled in. You know, he's one of the top three power forwards to ever play a game, if not the best, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, that's real talk. You know, I would say, you know, Tim Duncan, Karl Malone, you know, and probably Charles Barkley, you know, and that's probably like, you know, how it would go, you know, with that in no particular order.
Well, you know, it's nice to see. To me, it's been a while since we had so many stars, you know, in NBA, young guys, you know, that are really showing. So all these teams are, you know, really almost balancing out, you know what I mean? Because anybody's, especially in the West, the East, too, you know.
I agree. It's wide open, you know, because
it's a lot of
good players out there.
Right.
But, you know, there's no doubt about it, you know, Kobe Bryant is to, you know, be watched out for, you know, coming out of the West. Everybody knows LA is still going to take the West until somebody beat them. They got to show them something, you know. So I really wasn't surprised with what L.A. did, neither. But that was a real good game. I was actually more surprised out of Houston.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
I was more surprised out of Houston and how they were just out there bucking them jumpers and stuff. Doing his thing. So, man, the NBA is going to be fun this year, y'all. I'm telling you, the NBA is going to be fun. A lot of good players out there.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody to hand that baton up to at the Kobe League. It's going to be plenty of guys to hand the baton off, you know what I mean? It's going to be the years down the line. It's going to be very exciting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm letting everybody know that I am a 76ers fan. I have been all my life. I know we're sorry, but we're getting better. We're getting better. Miami had to get their first win against us, but,
right,
you know,
it's somewhat right,
hard.
Right.
I didn't expect them to beat Miami, you know,
right.
So, you
right.
know, but they played pretty good, too. I mean, really and truly be on the lookout for them because they're young. They're starting to gel. They got a good coach in there now.
Right.
I tell you, the Sixers going to be a little bit better this year.
And plus, they rebuilt that team. You know what I mean? It's a whole different team than what it used to be. It takes a while to rebuild. I think they're on the way up. They can't get anything but better. You know, I think
yeah,
they're on the rise.
Who I felt bad for was that boy John Wall. You know,
oh, yeah,
he played tonight. He, you know, man,
right.
he just didn't have it tonight. But, you know,
right.
make no mistake about it. I think that boy is a very nice talent out there, especially
oh,
yeah. as big as he is, as quick as he is, and to be the point guard.
Right. Right.
And a quick update real quick on the Ranger game. The Giants are one out away from going up 2-0 in this series. It's top of the ninth. It's two outs right now. David Murphy's at the plate. So looks like the Rangers are going to be coming back home down 0-2. So we're going to see what this team's really made of. It's their first time, so we're going to see what happens, man, see what happens with them. Now, we want to remind everyone that Rick is live on the program with us, being sponsored by Family Vibe Sounds, and remind everyone if you guys need production for anything, commercials, jingles, music, no matter what kind of music you do or production you do, definitely get in contact with familyvibesounds@gmail.com and hook them up. You guys are really good guys, and they get you guys set up real quick, too.
Ryan, I can use a jingle for when I come on. Maybe I'll talk to him about that. When you introduce me, maybe I got some theme music, man. Like Chef has. Like Chef has, you know, something to come on. Maybe I can talk to him about getting some theme music.
We're going to have to go dust off the records, man, and get him an old
right.
Curtis Mayfield tune.
Now, we do want to remind everyone, we're going to be talking a lot more NBA this season. If you guys missed the first part of the show, we did make an announcement. We have developed a partnership with the Dallas Mavericks. We are going to be in the press rooms, in the press conferences, in the locker rooms, and we'll be doing a live Twitcast from the game starting tomorrow when they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. So you guys definitely go to twitter.com, follow us at RS Sports Radio so you can get a sneak peek in what goes on behind the scenes with the Mavs. If you guys have questions, you can send me a direct message, and I definitely will ask. We'll have a lot of live audio and all kind of stuff. We especially have some special guests on this season as well, too, so you guys stay tuned for that. We are going to be definitely a Mavs supporter here on this show and give you a lot of Mavs information. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. That's a huge announcement, so we're definitely looking forward to that. Now, without further ado, we got to get to our world-famous NFL picks. I did win last week, so I get to pick first this time. But before we pick, I want to just give everybody an update of what's going on in the NFL, what's happened this week. We talked about Favre and the fracture in the ankles. He's been wearing a boot. He finally took the boot off today. I don't know where he's going to play. He's kind of doing the same thing he did about retirement. I might play. I might not play. I'll do whatever I need to do, you know, that type of mumbo-jumbo. So I'm going to say he's going to play. Let's just assume he's going to play. Whether he makes the whole game, we don't know. But let's just assume he's going to play. We know one quarterback is out for sure, and that's Romo. He's going to be out. And Jerry Jones actually came out today and made some comments and said that he feels like Romo's not going to play the rest of the season. And his decision to put Romo back in is going to be based on the record. Depending on what kind of record the Cowboys go with, depends on if you're going to put Romo back in. So if Kitten starts winning, Royce, you talked about that on Tuesday, we might not see Romo.
Right.
But it just depends
that's
on
it.
What the record is, and depends on we know where they
man,
are.
Man, whatever.
Healthy.
If right. Kitten get out there and win some games and take this team into the anywhere where it's a possibility that they got playoffs, Romo will be out there. If it's remotely close,
I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way. I think Jerry's, again, trying to make this thing. Because, you know, you got to think about Jerry's position. He's got the Super Bowl in his house. His team doesn't look like they're going to be there. and you got to keep people coming to the game. So, you know, that's just how Jerry is, just how he does it. So, that's what Jerry does. He sells the game.
I agree with him, though.
Well, you know,
on the record. It depends on the record.
Well, you know, Cowboy fans are like Ranger fans. Do or die, they're going to stay with him anyway. I know two, just right off the bat, Rick and Rodney, they're just going to stay with him. Do or die.
Hey,
so they just like Ranger fans.
It.
Yeah, right. They just like Ranger fans. Do or die. You gonna, you know, Cowboy fans will always be there. You know, whether they won in 15, you know, whatever kind of record they have, they are gonna be there. So, I don't know if they don't look like they're gonna make it. I would leave Romo off. Let the man get healthy. You know what I mean? If the season's a wash, don't get him hurt up anymore. You know what I mean? And but we'll see. Like I said, but if they have a chance of going to the playoffs, you know, you got to go back in. But I think they're gonna win some games with getting there. I think they are. You know, who knows what? So like I said, we've seen strange things happening in the NFL too. So they go in a row.
If the playoffs are not in the card, leave.
Right.
Romo out, period.
Right.
Leave
right.
him out. What you going to bring him back for 2 weeks for? Just go ahead and let him sit out, let it heal up even more. He ain't going to do nothing but play 2 weeks and then be off for a month. So, you know, just leave him out.
And it is official, y'all. The San Francisco Giants do win. They open the series 2-0, so they come back to Arlington down 0-2. Matt Cain pitches a really, really good game. And I mean, they won this game fair and square, so we're going to see what happens when they come back to Arlington. So, and Matt Cain has not allowed a run all postseason. It shouldn't be no surprise to anyone that he didn't allow the Rangers to get a run either. So, and he pitches a shutout, the first World Series shutout since 62, two games in the World Series. So, a little history made tonight. But without further ado, let's definitely get into our picks, y'all. And if you guys didn't know, the program is being brought to you tonight by Smoke in the City, a brand new artist brand new album by a Dallas artist named Rifleman. If you guys go to blogtalkradio.com/RFSports, there's an ad for Amazon right there on the page. Click on the ad, listen to it, download it, buy it. And we have to tell everyone that's listening, it is explicit content. If you are under 18, get your parental permission before downloading the album. But it is available right there on the Blog Talk Radio page and also on the Blogspot page as well, too. So let's definitely get into the picks. I get to pick first this time since I won.
Okay.
So we're going to get into the picks real quick. Let's start with the top of the games. At Ford Field in Detroit, you got the Washington Redskins and your coach of the year, Roy Shanahan, going into Detroit to play the Lions. And the Lions are coming off a bye week last week. The Redskins, y'all know, are coming off a big win last week as well. So who you picking? I'm actually going to pick the Lions to win this game.
Oh.
I'm picking the Lions to win this game because I've been saying it all season, I don't think the Redskins are a good team. I think they've gotten lucky a lot of the time. And the way the NFL has been going right now, everyone's looking to get a win in somewhere. So I'm going to pick the Lions to win this game, man. I'm going with the Lions. Royce, who you picking?
I say the Redskin machine keep moving. And like I said, I'm not picking Donovan McNabb, but I'm about to pick Shanahan to come in with a game plan. I got to go with the Redskins. And, of course, now they are winning. It's not pretty. But I still get a hit to the Redskins.
Rick, who you picking this game? I think I know who you picking.
Man, you got me straight out the gate with hate right now. And I'm going with the Lions on this one. You know, I want Charles Johnson to go out there. The Matt Stafford is coming back this week. He's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, I want them to go out there and have a good game against them boys. I'm going with the Lions.
Do you think they're not going to go after him? You think
they're
going to
go
out
I know without question they're going to go after him, you know what I'm saying? And the Rapo is going to be in there on him, too. You know,
right,
I mean, because
right.
truth be told, you know, the Redskins have a few players that I like. You know, it's not the players. I don't like team, period. You know, they need to go somewhere else if they want for me to cheer for them, son.
Right. I think that from Cowboy fans. Y'all, you know, I'm a Redskin hater too, but I'm a Shanahan fan. So that's the only reason why I'm picking him, because of Shanahan.
Well, he shouldn't have went there.
right.
Now, then you got the next game. You got these two teams are pretty unique. Last week they had some real unique weeks. Last week the Cincinnati Bengals, of course, they lost to the Atlanta Falcons 39-32. Their Carson Palmer did throw for 412 yards, although they lost the game. Miami, I mean, they lost the game based on a controversial call of the goal line with Roethlisberger. We know how that turned out. Both of these teams looking for some type of redemption. This game is in Cincinnati. And me, personally, I'm going to go with the Bengals in this game. I think the Bengals are going to, if they throw for 400 some yards, they've already thrown for a lot of yards this season, I think they can beat the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Rick,
well,
who are you picking this game?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Dolphins on this one. You know, I really am. I mean, the Bengals has been letting me down. And I mean, I think the Bengals will probably play good at home. And to be honest with you, it wouldn't surprise me if they won. But, you know, the Dolphins have been playing some really, really tough games. And they've been playing some close games, and they've been able to pull them out. And sometimes they don't. It's just, you know, I think if it, especially if it comes down to a close game, I think the Dolphins will pull it out this time. You know, I just don't think the Bengals are going to be strong enough, you know, for what the Dolphins is going to bring to him this week.
Well, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals really surprised me this year. I expect a lot better from them. But Miami, I think they're just a little bit tougher. And like I say, I've got to agree with Rick. They lost some real close games that they could have won, you know, if not for blank. But the really, the Bengals hadn't really, they're a disappointment to me this year. So I say, Carson Palmer, I don't know what's wrong with him. I might go with the Dolphins on this one. I go with the Dolphins,
So I'm out here by myself on the island. I'm on Bengal Island by myself then.
Well, I'm on the Redskin Island by myself.
Okay. All right.
You can expect that every week.
All right. We'll see. Now, two teams, and these two teams are here. This game here, now be careful how you pick this game. But you got the Buffalo Bills going to Kansas City to play the Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium, one of the hardest stadiums to play in. Now, the Buffalo Bills are not a they're not a defensive team by no means, by no way, shape, or form. I mean, they haven't won a game. They got real close against the Ravens. But this team can score some points. If they can't do nothing else, they can score some points. So my thing with this team is, though, I just can't see. I just don't see how they're going to be able to do this one at all. But I'm going to have to go ahead and give the nod to Kansas City, because Kansas City is a good team. They are, by record-wise, one just as good of a team in the AFC West as any other. They're actually leading that division right now. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs, because I don't think anyone can step in the Arrowhead Stadium and win a game. So my thing is I'm going with the Chiefs. Russ, are you picking this game?
This is my upset pick of the week. Buffalo Bills have shown me glimpses of a good team. I got to go. Yes, I got to go with the Bills. It's my upset pick.
I mean, they're
of
offensive
the
team, Royce, but you know this team is going into Kansas City Arrowhead Stadium.
I think some of the air come out of Kansas City this week. And I'm saying this is my upset pick of the week. Everybody's got upset. And we've seen upsets a lot of times. This is my upset pick of the week.
We still have. I mean, I'm still not sold on what, you know, Kansas City is doing that. Kansas City still needs to they need to show me a little bit more. You know, probably later on in the season if they still playing the same way, you know, I can turn a corner on them. But Buffalo is just terrible, man. Have they even won a game yet?
No, they haven't won a game at all yet.
But they scored points.
I seen them put up some points. Some points. But
Kansas City's
got a pretty solid defense. Kansas City actually told Peyton Manning to sit down for a minute. You know, they slowed him down. You know, and Peyton Manning is the best to ever lace him up to me, man. I'm sold on that boy right there.
Actually, Clay Manning didn't even throw a touchdown that game against that Chiefs secondary. So you're right about that.
They have a good secondary, but they got a good defense, you know, overall, it seems like.
Buffalo get a win Sunday.
I got to go with Kansas City.
The Bills going to get a win Sunday.
That's what that is, but he apparently thinks the Bills will get their first win this week.
We got
the Carolina Panthers coming off their very first win. Talk about teams looking for first wins. They get their first win against another one-win team, which is the 49ers. They're going to St. Louis to play the Rams. I'm definitely taking the Rams in this game, and Jackson's going to play after having surgery on the finger. He's still going to play on Sunday, so I'm definitely going with the Rams. And I think they're going to win this game easily, especially at home.
All right.
Who are you picking in this game, Royce?
I got to go with the Rams, too. I think they do it this week. I really do. I got to go with the Rams.
Without question, the Rams. You know, Carolina just don't even look like the same team without Julius Peppers, man. I don't know if he just made the difference like that. Maybe it was just time for the team to go down, but they just don't look like the same team.
Yeah.
And it's all about Sam Bradford, man. It's all about Sam Bradford on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I started him on my fantasy team last Sunday because Peyton had a bye week, and plus Vince Young was at my backup. I started him.
Right.
He did put up 2 touchdowns for me last week, so I'm going to ride with the Rams on that one. You got the Denver Broncos coming off a huge loss to the Oakland Raiders. They got beat 59-14 last week by a team that really ain't a big offensive team. I mean, Jason Campbell only had 200 yards passing, but McFadden went off for 165 yards rushing.
Ran all over.
And they're going up against San Francisco. Now, this is another team that's got Frank Gore that can rush the ball.
Right.
Matter of fact, we found out yesterday that that Troy Smith is going to start this game instead of Alex Smith. So we get to see him for the first time. I mean, my thing is I'm still going with Denver. Kyle Orton is still putting up some big points, and San Francisco is a one-win team. So I'm going to have to go with the Broncos in this game. This game is in San Francisco, by the way. Rick, who you pick?
Separation pick right here, man. I think I'm going to have to go with the 49ers. I hate that I'm saying that. But, you know, Troy Smith, maybe he can get some movement out there. I don't think he can just throw the ball as good as Alex Smith, but I know he can move around a whole lot better. Maybe that's another dynamic that they need. Might help him out. You know, obviously, Denver's not real capable of just stopping a run like that. I don't think Darren McFadden is that good. Now, I do think he's good, but damn, you know, I don't think he's that good. You know, he really dominated them. So, you know, I think I'm going to have to get this from the Frank Gore and the 49ers.
Russ, who you picking? I know who you picking.
We know what, Ronnie, the Denver Broncos broke my heart. I expect it better out of them. I don't think they can stop the run after what Oakland did with them last week, but I don't see them losing 2 in a row like that. I got to go with the Broncos.
Mm. Okay, Rick, this is your separation pick, my friend.
That's mine right there. Now, I mean, I will say, you know, Denver was embarrassed. You know,
they're going to come out and play better. Yeah. San Francisco may get a win. You're right. You may be right. That's a hard game to pick.
Mm-hmm. Now, another game is coming up big. It's going to be, and this is another early game. It's going to be in New York at New Meadowlands Stadium. But the Green Bay Packers coming off a win against the Minnesota Vikings. Although Favre had a chance to win that game, of course, he didn't get a chance to do that. But the Green Bay is going into New York to play the Jets. The Jets had a bye week last week. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. I like the Jets. I got to say I really like their defense. I like the way Sanchez is playing, Santonio Holmes, and especially LaDainian Tomlinson. And I think he's a dynamic runner. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's had a resurgence. I think Santonio Holmes comes up big this game. I'm picking the Jets to beat up on the Green Bay Packers. Rick, who you picking this game?
Man, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. If I had to pick another team to a secondary team to go out and win, you know, right now it would be the Jets. You know, I really believe in what the Jets is doing. I think they make some noise in the AFC. I'm going with the Jets.
Royce, who you picking?
I got to go with the Jets. That's my pick to go to Super Bowl. I got to go with the Jets. They tell me they're going to Super Bowl. I believe that. I got to go with the Jets.
And I remember how much you was watching Hard Knocks, too, so I know you're going with the Jets.
Well, Sanchez is a man now. He's no longer a boy. He's a man. I see the Jets keep on rolling.
He still got a lot of growing up to do, though, man. Make no mistake about it. He's got a lot of growing up to do.
But you know what? He's got the right players around to grow up with.
He's got talent. He's got Danny Thompson.
He's got a good offensive line.
Right.
Mangold, DeBrickashaw, Ferguson.
Got a good defense.
Right. He's got the players around him to grow up. They can make up for their lack of experience for him.
Wow.
I think if you plug in a lot of second-year quarterbacks, I think they'll be having the same success on that team, in my opinion. I think there's a few of them you can plug in that system. Then, of course, our next game we got to pick, and this is an interesting game right here because you got the Tennessee Titans going to San Diego to play the Chargers. The Chargers had a home game last week and lost to New England 23-20 on a game that they could have won. Phillip Rivers did go for 336 yards. He finally found out who Patrick Crayton was. He had 82 yards receiving. And Tennessee, I mean, this team here is being talked about like they are the AFC team, or right up there with the top of the AFC. Kerry Collins played last game, and Kenny Britt had the game of his life. So we're hoping that Norv Turner can get the team to kind of rally and plan for Kenny Britt this time, because no other team seems to be planning for him. But this game here is hard to pick for me because San Diego's a team that they can win. It's like the Cowboys, like we talked about, what team is going to show up. We know they got the talent. We know Phillip Rivers is a good quarterback. And Vince Young is supposed to play this game too, or try to play this game. I think I'm going to have to go with the Chargers to win this game because I think they need a win. They're at home.
Uh-oh.
I think they beat Tennessee. Because I think Tennessee is a good team, but I think the Chargers are just as good as them.
The only team worse than the Cowboys are the Chargers. So I think this is it for them. I think Norv Turner's on his way out after this year. I got to go the other way.
Who are you picking?
I mean, I really can't believe I'm going to actually say this, you know, because the Chargers have been playing pretty bad. They've been playing pretty bad out there.
Right.
But something just tells me that they're going to win this game. Something tells me they're going to win this game. I don't know if it's because they're at home or if it's just a lack of wins. You know, they've had some good games, but something done cost them boys, you know. I think the Chargers is going to pull this one out.
Nice. Oh, well.
I think they're going to win this game, too. So, Russ, you out in the island with the Tennessee Titans on this one.
Well, you know, Tennessee is really not a bad team. I didn't think they were as good as I thought they were. But apparently they've been winning, so I got to go. I got to stick with Tennessee. And plus,
they
got Kerry Collins.
Yeah,
so
you're right. And then, of course, you got the late games. You got Tampa Bay Buccaneers going into Arizona at University of Phoenix Stadium to play the Cardinals. Now, quick question real quick, and let's see who really knows. Who can tell me who is the quarterback for the Cardinals?
That's a good question.
Anyone?
That's a good question.
The quarterback for the Cardinals, I thought it was Garrett Anderson or somebody.
Now,
Bueller?
Yeah.
Does anybody know who the quarterback for the Cardinals is? I couldn't tell you. I couldn't say. I don't even know if he's. I couldn't say. For that reason alone, I'm picking the Bucks to win. For that reason by itself, I'm picking the Bucks to beat the Cardinals.
Well, Tampa Bay has been a surprise team of the season, and apparently. they're as good as I think they are. I hadn't seen them play a lot, but apparently they have been winning. I got to go with Tampa Bay.
And they won a close game last week. I mean, they beat the Rams last week, but the way they beat them, you know, in the last 10 seconds of a game on a drive by Josh Freeman.
Another
second-year guy. I mean, and for them to do that, I mean, that said enough for me right there. I gotta roll with them, especially against the Cardinals. I'm picking the Bucks. So, Royce, you picking the Bucks, too?
Yeah, I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Yeah. Yeah, make that.
I think they get them last week.
I'm going with the Bucks too. You know, this Cardinals team is, you just don't know a whole lot about them. I'm telling you, they got three good players on their team, man.
Right.
They got three good players on their team, and outside of that, you know, you don't know anything about this Cardinals team really. Now, that doesn't mean that the Bucks are just the best thing out there, because I'm not just real sold on them either. But you know, I like Josh Freeman though. I like him.
Right.
I think
he showed
some maturity last game. You know, I mean, he still got a lot of growing to do. But Josh Freeman alone would make me go with the Bucks against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And this game right here
could be it could go either way game. You got the Seattle Seahawks going to Oakland, to the Black Hole to play the Raiders. The Raiders, we talked about, put up 59 points last week on a Denver team that's got a decent secondary. And then you got the Seattle Seahawks. They actually won last week as well, too. They beat the Cardinals. Of course, they ain't saying too much right there. We talked about that. But they did put up 22 points. I mean, I picked the Raiders before, and I'm picking them again. I picked the Seattle Seahawks before, but I'm picking the Raiders. I'm picking the Raiders at home to beat up on the Seahawks. Rick, I mean, who you picking this game?
I'm going with the Seahawks on this one. I think the Raiders, you know, last week, that was about the flukest game you will ever see.
Oh, come on, man. A fluke, they had 21 points in the first quarter.
The Raiders are not that good. They are not that good. You know, we've seen the Raiders. We've seen the Raiders for years. The Raiders got a problem worse than Dallas.
Right.
I mean, no, not at all. I'm taking the Seahawks.
I think Al Davis comes off the breathing machine this week. I think he put it down. They took him off the respirator. He's breathing on his own because he's so happy that the Raiders won. I think the prognosis for him is to have another good week with the doctor. I got to go with the Raiders. I think the Raiders.
Let me plead my case for you. I think you might want to change your pick. But keep in mind that the Raiders actually, McFadden went for 165 yards last week. I mean, did you forget about that?
Say that again.
You said McFadden. Remember, McFadden last week went for 165 yards.
And McFadden's a good player. McFadden is a good player. I don't think he's that good, but he's a good player. You know, but his offensive line had a good game.
Right.
How often does that happen?
Well, if they win this week, Al Davis changes his suit. I think he actually put on a real suit.
I don't think he's going to do that.
He updated his wardrobe last week.
For the last 60 years, man, please, that man is going to do what he do.
I think he went out and bought a new suit last week. I think they got a new attitude this week. It's a hard game to pick, too.
Yeah, I'm going with the Raiders. Ricky on your Seattle Island by yourself on that one, man.
Wow.
Now, here's another game I want to get you guys' opinion on real quick, and that's the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, we talked about Favre is probably going to start this game. They're going to New England. So many dynamics with this game, the fact that it's, you know, Favre and Brady alone. But then you got Randy Moss coming back to Gillette Stadium, and I don't know who's going to end up throwing him the ball. Hopefully Favre can get the ball down the field on a fractured ankle and a bad elbow. We'll see.
Right.
But I think New England's going to make a point to really show Moss that, hey, We don't need you here. You know, I think they're right. Going to throw the ball to Branch a lot. I think they're going to go deep a lot because that's the type of team that the Patriots are. I mean, we talked about this on in length on Tuesday.